Good afternoon, everyone. It is Friday the 20th. Yes, Friday. I think I've got it into my head that it's Friday now, not Saturday. And we are continuing with our projects because we've got a special visitor coming tomorrow. Connor's girlfriend, as you all know, I'm sure, if you've listened. And if you haven't, well, don't worry about it. Lammy, don't do that when I'm going down the stairs. It's about 3 o'clock. Where are you painting? Have you started yet?
No, not yet.
So I'm safe.
Yeah. Oh, Lam! You're going to care for the newspaper.
Now. Okay. Right. Have I messed it up? Sorry. Has he left this door open?
Oh,
yeah, he does. He leaves it open and he...
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah, because you brought the post in. I went to bed about, what time did I go to bed? 5 o'clock. And I don't know what time I slept, wasn't straight away, but I wasn't awake too long. And I woke up about 11. And I haven't had breakfast yet, so it's 3 o'clock. And I'm going to have some toast. I'm going to do a little bit of this on and off throughout the day. Did you bring your bowl down?
Oops. Yeah, it's up there.
Where do all these glasses come from?
Don't know.
What? No, seriously. What are all these cups? Okay. I suppose while I've been sleeping, people have been eating and drinking. Oops. One has gone to Orpington. So get a few bits. Bowl is too big. Go down the bottom. I am going to make myself some toast and put the washing on in a minute, which is towels. Ryan is painting because it didn't get finished yesterday. With one thing and another. Oh my good gracious. I turn around, and there's a whole kitchen full of washing up. Sleep for a few hours and this is what happens. Ovi's at work, so he won't be back till late. And this is why I'm working on day 20 if I didn't say. Since my last clue about the cold callers, I've already had another one. What was that about? Scottish from Scottish Power. And he would not take no for an answer. I said, yes, but I don't want to change over. It's too much of a palaver. He said, yes, I know how you feel. I changed over a few years ago and it was a lot. But you don't have to do anything. We do it all. He just wouldn't take no for an answer. We really need some serious legislation. Well, that's a cross between legislation and education. I think I made up a new word. That's what we need here. Weetabix. This dishwasher is going to go on in a minute. Absolutely freezing to start with. Oh, I think it was really cold out. I don't think it's that cold. I don't know because I haven't been out yet. Other people have taken, well, nobody takes Nile out in the mornings if I'm asleep. Obviously, if I'm awake, I do it, but. I don't know what was on this plate. I think it was scrambled egg from last night. I
otherwise they won't come clean because the stuff's been allowed to dry on it. And it kind of bakes in the dishwasher, I found. If you do, it's not right when it goes in. I suppose that's the idea of having a rinse cycle. But I don't actually know what that is on here. Right, it's all peaceful at the moment because only one of the kids is here. They haven't been arguing today, surprisingly. Actually. Because it would be such a shame to see it go, and I don't want that to happen, so I want to be able to hold my head up and take the record button away and say, well, I made the most of it and I just couldn't have done any more. So I urge other people to keep it going too if they can. What would I do in the night if I had nothing to listen to? I like listening to them in the night because, you know, the wonders of Audio Boom. The other night I went from horses and cats in Canada to pond life in Northampton, owls in Wiltshire, shopping and eating out in Israel. What else? Singing in Spain. I'm just trying to think who else I listened to that night. It was such a varied place. Oh, going out in Australia. I can't remember, but lots of different varied things. So much variety. And it was great. And I thought, well, what I really miss is if they took it away, because I don't want to listen to their podcast. I'm not saying I'd ever do, because I do listen to a few podcasts, but that's just as a consequence of audiobooks, not the reason I've an account with them. They may be surprised to hear that that's not the reason, but I'm afraid I'm being honest, it's not. The reason I have it is for the recording facility and listening to other people who have the recording facility that are amateurs. Oh yes, the other thing was St Patrick's Day, and it was that night I listened to St Patrick's Day from different places in Ireland, and also from Canada, with Sarah Hillis. So, you know, I heard lots of different things, all in one night. Where did I put my phone? Where did I put my phone? Oh, I hope you can hear me, it was right over here. Pause it and see. Locked it.
Unlock. Button unlock.
Okay, I think it's okay. There's a bit of clattering around and was music, but that's fine. Anyway, I'm here now. And I'm just going to do my toast. There's not a lot of bread left, but my shopping's coming tomorrow, or our shopping. I think Connor's going to get us something in grapes, but as I've had nothing to eat, I'm just having some of the small, it's very small bread. A bit broke off, so I'm just eating it. I have trouble getting it out of the toaster, it's so small. I have to lift up the handle at the side. Try and get it to raise up a bit. Right. On. Now, where is the little cup that I need for my washing powder? It's not there. It's meant to fit in the handle in like an indentation. Ronan, do you know where the cup is for the washing up powder? I mean the washing liquid.
No.
Well, I'm just going to have to put it in the top then. Drawer because it's not there. Never mind. I don't suppose it
The trouble is you don't know how much to put in when you do it that way. That'll be enough, I think. These new things, you've got like a little rubber cup and it fits into a circle on the handle of the bottle so that you haven't, so that it doesn't get lost. But unless I want to put it in, but I don't think I did. Not today anyway. No, it's not there. I'm going to put it on top of the washing. So I'm just going to put this on now. That now, dishwasher. I will get ready, but I won't put it on until I've put my plate in there. Now, what did I do with the dishwasher tablets? Here they are. Getting a bit low on these. I've ordered more. Okay, let's get it going. No, not get it going, but get it ready. I'm not going to have any jam on it. I've got lots of jam to use up because I was bought for Christmas and my birthday some things with little tiny pots of jam. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, at least 4 of them still left. There might be some more in the cupboard too. They're nice actually. Actually, I think I might have some. That one is, smells like apricot or something. That one I think is strawberry. This one I can't open because it's been in the fridge. That's never been opened. I don't know what this one is. I don't know. And this one is... Actually, I'm not going to have any. Can't be bothered this time of day. That's more of a breakfast thing. Right, here, I'm just holding this up to get the toast out. And there, that's it. And now, I'll just butter this and I'm going to upload it. Not upload my toast. I'm not. I'm going to pause it. I'll do a bit more later. I'm going off to sort out my dialysis equipment and then when I've eaten this and tidy up my bedroom and change my bed, which is no, I hate doing it the rest of the time, but because I've got fatigue now, it's quite hard and I should probably end up losing my patience with the duvet. You can't be
old-fashioned
bedding, I don't think. It's much easier.
Whoever said duvets were easy, I don't know. They're easy to make every day, but they're not easy to change. Still, that's the way of the world now. Cut this in half. Have a bite of it.
Nice. I don't think you can really beat butter on toast.
Okay, folks, I'm going to pause this and I'll be back later. I'll let you know how it's going. I was going to sit outside for a while, but the neighbours were outside. Why is he whining like that?
What do you want?
I want to see you. Well, we've all been very busy.
Have you?
Yes. I've just sat down for... Oh, I have as well. I have. I've put all the
rubbish.
I've done the bags. I've put all the rubbish out. I've done the cat's tray. I put the washing on. Put the dishwasher on.
Fucking hell.
So what didn't you get?
What didn't I get? Yeah. Stuff for the kitchen. Mm-hmm. Well, what did I need to get?
Did you get shelves?
No. They didn't have any anyway.
Did you not find pantry?
I went to pantry.
But we can get them another time.
We can order them.
I went to Pound Street to Bargain Buys, Wilkinson's.
Where's Bargain Buys?
Where Woolworths used to be.
Oh, is that what it's called now?
Yeah.
Did you get a toilet seat?
Yeah.
What one did you get?
A white one.
What, wooden?
No, it's wooden, is it? Oh, I thought it was plastic.
Oh, well.
It's MDF.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. Is that the make, or is that what it's made of?
That's what it's made of. That's like, it's cheap wood.
Okay.
Sorry, you went to Gregsby. You got us. Did you get us sandwiches and that from the co-op?
Well, you see.
Or did you not get us them?
I forgot to get your sandwich when I was in Greg's.
In mine?
Yeah.
Are you fucking joking?
So I got it on my home. I got your chicken, mate. It's a bit cold.
What did you get me?
A tuna sandwich.
Thank you.
And they didn't have any good cake, so I got some muffins and co-op.
They didn't have any Bungeon Bells?
No.
Or Belgian buns, as we called them, used to call them Bungeon Bells.
We didn't get much then, did
we? No, I didn't, but it's fucking heavy to carry.
Okay, so what did you get? Toilet seat?
Toilet seat, gloss, paintbrushes, feather duster.
We've already got that.
Well, at least you got that.
Yeah. No, we haven't.
What?
It's not. What was that?
Light bulbs,
paintbrushes.
Oh, well, that's alright, you did well.
How long was I gone?
Not that long.
About half an hour?
No, it was longer than that.
About 45 minutes?
No, longer than that.
About an hour?
It was more than an hour.
Yeah, well,
it was. What's the time now?
Half four.
It was probably about an hour and a quarter.
An hour?
No, I think it was longer than an hour.
I think it was just an hour, right?
Yes. Did you walk or get the bus?
I walked.
Well, it takes about... My tuna sandwich was very nice from Greg's.
Oh dear.
What?
You.
This is our tea break. What's the next plan of action? Okay, I don't know what's on here now. I have had to scrub so many things off. We were having a discussion. Ronan said he was only half joking, but he said we treated him like a slave around here. So we said, don't even joke about it. And we were talking about the conditions aboard slave ships, etc. And then he didn't realise, he knew it was being recorded, but he said I mugged him off. And he ran off with my phone. And in doing so, he left his sandwich and Lammy, he'd eaten half of it, but Lammy came over and took the rest. And so he has stormed off upstairs saying he's not doing any more painting. In fact, it always ends this way when we get together, the three of us. It always has ended with him storming off since he was about two. And the trend is continuing, unfortunately. He will get over it if Connor leaves him alone, but he's gone up there to try and persuade him to carry on, but he will actually be fine if we just leave him alone. He'll come and carry on. So today is turning out to be a bit of a disaster, really. Anyway, I'll be back when there's something more cheerful to report. Okay, we're back. Everything's back on track. Ronan's resumed painting the stairs. How are you getting on, Wah? Connor's tidy in his room, apparently. Seems a bit quiet in there. How are you getting on, Connor? And I'm about to start doing my bedroom. Not for this purpose, but just because we bought some new bedding and I'm going to put it on. Yes, I know I should probably wash it, but I never do. I mean, I do. What I mean is when it's new. That's what I'm talking about. I've got a cup of tea here made by Connor. I nearly knocked it down then, but I didn't. Very nice. So let's see how I get on. I hate duvet covers and all that malarkey. So we will see how it goes. Right, Toof, you're going to have to get down now. I've got a quilt here, which is it's not a duvet, it's like a patchwork quilt. It's a Laura, I think it's a Laura Ashley one. I'm going to fold that up and put that in the airing cupboard because I don't really think we need it on the bed any longer. Most of the most nights it ends up on the floor anyway. So I'm going to fold this up. Oh. Yeah. Okay, there we go. It's going in the air and cupboard. What's next? I'm just going to get a few things off the bed. It shouldn't be here. Where can I put them? Over here. Okay. I want to move a few things around in here. Now, Manuku is my rag doll. She's got to go and sit over there. Sit over there, Manuku. Sit on top of Obi's Xbox and break it and then you're not. Okay. He hasn't played on it for months, actually. I think it's because he's finished all the games he's got, which isn't many because it's Connor's older Xbox 360. Oh, dear. Right. I'm going to take this cover off. Always have trouble knowing which way round the quilt goes because it's not really that easy with a, well, this is a king size one, but you know, like with a single quilt, it's so easy to know which way it goes because of the shape of it. Now I'm just going to take the gold cover off. Okay, and I'm going to try and keep it the way I need it to go. But when I come to put the new one back on, things like this are quite tiring for me now because it's quite a heavy manoeuvre in it. Usually Obi and I do this before he came, since the fire. Well, not that that's any significant in what I'm saying, but since around that time when I found these things difficult, actually we needed a new duvet. The house is a bit worn out, to be honest. Dear, it's not looking good inside. Dear, it isn't. It's a bit. It's coming apart at one side. The stuffing seems to have separated. I'll have to sort that out. That's the next thing on the agenda. I'll have to do for now. I'm just going to put it up over my exercise bike so it's out of the way a minute. This quilt out on the land, the duvet cover out on the landing, because it's in my way otherwise. Now let's take the pillowcases off next. I need to get some more expensive pillows than these as well, because the way I toss and turn when I can't sleep messes my pillows up. I'll always end up out of shape. They can be put back in shape a certain number of times, but after that you can't ever get them perfect. Like this one, it's pretty much okay, but actually it's fine. Now I've just put it back in shape, that's fine. Okay, this one, I've got to do this one now. The bottom one's never quite as bad. Okay, right, they're my ones. Obi's pillows are much in much better shape than mine because he sleeps like a log. Whoops. Right. Okay, that's that. His pillowcases. Next. Okay. There we go. I want to move. We've got a chair next to the bed, and the bedside lock, his bedside locker's over the other side of the room. I want to move the chair out and put the bedside locker back. I don't know how much of that I'm going to get done tonight. I want to
tidy the chest of drawers up so I can bring the kettle back up.
Where do you think you're going?
Okay, I can't get this pillowcase off. Okay. Come on. Thank you. Okay, that's that. Now I've just got to get the bottom sheet off. His pillows. I want to give him back the same ones because there's no sense in having them all wrecked. Right, that sheet. And once I've got this off, there's no going back. So, well, there's no going back anyway. So I'm going to have to finish it, no matter how tired I get. What's that down there? Oh, it's the quilt. It's not down there, but the end of it is. Okay, that's the sheet off. Now, I haven't even unpackaged the other stuff, the new stuff. Okay. Now, I've got some in the airing cupboard I can throw away now. These are pillowcases. Easy to get out, actually. Okay. There's going to be lots of cardboard and stuff from these. And they feel really nice. Okay, let's put them. Where should I put them? I'm running out of places to all the debris there. Right, that's the pillowcases. That's the... Okay, this must be the sheet. That's really what I need next. Sheet. I think it is. Unless it's this. What?
What?
Oh, it's, sorry, I thought it wasn't a fitted sheet, but it is. I really ought to wash them, so. They feel nicer when they're new. Let's get all this debris out the way again. I'll put it up by the TV now. I've got to decide which way this sheet goes. We always have trouble with this, knowing which is the top and... Oh, that's the way, I think. Yeah, that's definitely the way it goes. Okay, here we go. If I can do this, I'm going to give myself a clap. Well, no, the sheet should be fine. Although it is hard to sometimes to get the last corner on, so I'm going to make the last corner the bottom, because that makes it easier. I'm going to put the two top ones on first, because they're harder to get to. Put one on already. There's a bit of cardboard there. Okay. Now, where is the other top corner? It's hiding from me. Now get off the bed, Lammy. You can't hear when I'm doing this. That's just ridiculous. How dare you speak to me like that, Mooma? Now. Come on. Hope none of the others have come off. pillowcases for the bottom pillows now. I don't know which are the bottom and the top, so that's Obie's. This is mine. So let's do his first because it's further away. Okay. What are you scrounging around there for, Toof Toof? It's not on, you know, boy. That's his pillow. There you go. What are you doing down there? Oh, he's getting in his basket, I think. Probably with something he shouldn't have. He's been a bit naughty today. I can't remember whether I said that he ran off with Roland's sandwich. I think I did. Well, half of it. You've been a bit naughty, Toof Toof. Okay, that's that pillowcase on. There you go. I've got to open the quilt cover now. Places, there they are. And where's the quilt cover? Where's the cardboard? I can't find it. It's in there somewhere. Oh, where is it? Can't be inside it, surely. I'm not going to do anything that stupid, surely. It is inside it, that's stupid. Right. I'm just going to go and ask somebody if they're the same on both sides. What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the same on both sides?
What? Tell me when you're by. No.
Okay, what's it this side?
It's just all butterflies.
And what's
blue,
it?
Pink, and...
And what's it that side?
It's like writing and butterflies.
Oh, I don't know what's...
No, it's reversible.
Okay, but I don't know how I'm going to know which side's which.
Come on, Anna. Help Mum. I would, but I'm doing this.
So is that the butterfly side?
That's the butterfly I'm writing.
So. Which side do you think I should have?
That one.
Okay. So if I have that one, so that's that one and that's that one. Okay. My pillows. That's his, that's mine. You can tell which is mine, it's more battered looking. Okay. Okay. Here we go. That's the next bit I'm dreading. We needed a new duvet while ours is falling apart inside.
You only just got a new one?
It was 2 years ago.
Oh.
Same when you got yours. Definitely need a new one. We'll have to do for now. Okay. Now, I don't know if I'm putting this the right way now. We can always change it, I suppose. It's easier to change the pillows over than the quilt. Okay. That's one pillow. Let's just buy one. I've forgotten already which way they go. But as long as I put them both the same, then that's okay. But this is the next bit I'm dreading.
And that's the duvet. I absolutely hate doing duvets, especially double ones. Okay, that's that now. Which way is it? I don't know if that's the right way now. But we can turn them over easily. Now, this is the side I need to get right. This one. There's more cardboard in there. I'm sure there is.
Huge. Well, which size is that? So I've got to turn it this way. I hope I've got the pillows right. Okay, so that's the right way towards you.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm going to do is try and put the quilt on and put it on that like that. A bit worse for wear. I'll put it over the bed. This is how we normally do it. Okay, now this is when the fun really begins. I'm going to have a sip of my tea first. The quilt's on, but the cover isn't. Right, 1, 2, 3. Deep breath. Dose of patience. Here we go. This isn't going to go well, I don't think. This isn't going to go well. It is, because I've got it the wrong way round for a start. Okay. This is the top. Put that over the back of the bed to start off with. I'll warm it up before I start. Just got to undo the poppers. This is when the fun starts. This is when the fun begins. Okay. In theory, it's so easy, but in practice, it isn't. Now, I'm putting the top of the quilt in both sides. I've never done this before, but this is how Obi does it. Normally, oh, I haven't undone all the poppers. That's not good either. Okay. Put this in here like this. Okay. Now, the theory is you just keep pulling it down. Like that.
Did I just hear your Xbox, Connor? Did I just hear your Xbox?
Better not be.
I just heard your Xbox.
Let's pull that down. Pull that down. Pull that down. Okay, and keep pulling it down. Okay. I think that heating can go off.
Yeah, I think that heating can go off right
now. Do you want to come and give me a hand with this, Connor?
Yeah, in a second.
Okay.
I've been working hard.
Who's working hard?
Me. You've been working hard.
Yeah, I fucking have, mate.
We
you
all
know,
have.
I've been painting up them.
Yeah.
Do you want a medal?
I would rather a medal.
I don't want a medal, I'd just like a bit of help.
Would you?
Yeah.
Give me a bit of fucking help.
Oh, that's because I'm fucking doing something.
Stop swearing.
Fuck
off. Okay. Just a bit of help would do. You don't have to have any effing brought into it.
It's all or nothing, I'm afraid. You know me.
I'm not just talking about you, I'm talking about...
You can't make any fucking promise. What are you doing?
Pulling it down from the top.
That's not how I did it. Mine doesn't look as big as yours. What size is it?
King.
No, mine's a double.
Right, look, it's you see, you've got to make sure it's underneath.
Yeah.
We've just got to keep pulling it down.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Shut up.
In theory, you're
nearly,
anyway.
You're nearly there, anyway.
We're not, are we?
Yeah.
There's more else to go, isn't there?
No.
Oh. He's just making sure we get to these into the corners.
Yeah, that's right.
Look at my quilt, it's had it.
Well, it's not all the way up. What? Oh.
What?
We've got more house to go. Where? I thought you had the edges at the top. I thought you already had the corners.
Oh, I can do that. We can do that now. And then we've done it, really.
Yeah. There we go.
I can't get my arm up high enough.
That's nice.
Ain't no man high enough.
What is he saying?
Just
ain't no mountain high enough.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up. I don't get it.
It's a song.
Well, it's a song, but why is that relevant?
I don't know. I don't
think
I'm
that. Where's that blood coming from?
Hey!
Shut up. You're
such a
fucking
idiot. Like
I'm sure I just heard someone say red.
No, you didn't.
My side's not doing too.
Well, my side's done.
My side's. It's got. No, it hasn't got stuck underneath. It's not, I'm nearly there. Now yeah, push that bit in over there, look.
Hey?
Look, that bit he's pushing in. There's a big lump there.
Go.
Hold on, this isn't done. Look, 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 look,
look,
look.
Oh, yeah, that's not done. No, that's not done.
Oops. Are the corners in at the top?
Just about, yeah. What's thin? Is this a new duvet?
No.
Oh, it's thin, isn't it?
Really,
mine one's pretty thin. It's a somewhat one.
Well, this isn't new. It's 2 years old.
Well, mine's 13 foot by tall.
Yeah, well, you're going to regret that after a couple of months.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but then a couple of months' time, maybe. Well, it'll soon go and then you'll be pleased.
Yeah, well, I'm never cold anyway.
Neither am I, but this is really tatty and some of it's the stuffing's coming apart inside, one side. You know, like the cheap pillows do.
Cole, your fucking pillows are shit.
They're the new ones.
No, they're not.
They are, but we had them in December,
oh.
But we've flattened them already.
Oh, God.
I think I want to get some proper ones next time, but it's what you can afford, isn't it?
Mm, poor bastard.
I mean, that's what we get, the poor working class.
Oh, shut up.
Poor working class families. Now, hold on.
Put your old one in the bin.
Old what? No, that's not going in the bin. I've got...
Hey?
It's not, my old one isn't going in the bin.
It is.
No, it's not. I've got to wash it.
It's already in the bin.
It's not. It's going in the... I'll put it in the airing cupboard, you know, there's not room for it in my laundry basket. Thanks, Connor.
What?
I've got some... Oh, no. Oh, something's broken on it already.
What? You've broken a button?
No. One of the things... Look, it's okay. It's... I thought I had.
What?
Look, that came off, but it still does sit up together. Mm. Right, that's it.
I've got paint all over this carpet.
You better not have done.
For fuck's sake.
Has he, really?
Yes, you better wipe it.
Well, I don't get paint. You should put newspaper down.
I can't be bothered.
You can't be bothered. You can... Yeah, I think that's all right. I think I need to pull it over my side a bit. A bit more. Because I'm left with no covers, as usual. There, that's it. It's all done. That wasn't too much hassle, was it? Ah, that's that done. Good.
There isn't quite enough over this side. Right, Manuka, you can come back here now. Good. I don't really want to be ostracised, thank you. Okay, Manuka. Put the cushion back over here.
Hello, Uncle Betty.
Who are you talking to?
Connor.
Do you remember Betty Spaghetti?
Yeah.
That doll?
Yeah. I used to have that.
Was it Spaghetti Betty or Betty Spaghetti? Yeah, you used to have
Betty
it.
Buschetti.
Was it?
Betty Buschetti.
I don't know.
That's what he used to call it.
Oh, did he?
It was Betty Spaghetti.
What did he call
Betty
it?
Betty Buschetti.
Buschetti?
Fucking simpleton.
Do you remember Baby Wee Wee?
Baby Wee Wee.
Arnie
bought me that.
Yeah, Arnie bought him a dollar. It was a boy doll and it goes to the toilet on a potty. It was called Baby Wee Wee.
Fuck, I was only fucking nine.
15.
Three? Two or three?
Dirty old bastards.
Baby Weeby. Right, now I need some extra help.
Why?
I want to put that back there and move all the crap off of it all.
Sorry, what?
The bedside locker needs to come back over here.
What do you mean?
Move the chair, put this back here.
Oh, I didn't even know it moved.
It's been like that for months and I don't like it. It's too cluttered and we don't need...
So where's the chair going?
Down back outside in the garden.
Great, we'll have fun with that.
Oh, you're not going to help me?
I'm trying to fucking... Shut the fuck up!
Stop it.
Trying to get some momentum going.
Momentum?
Just going to do the toilet seat. Yeah, I've got to clean it.
I'm really pleased that the bed's done. Thanks for helping. It wasn't too bad, was it?
No, it was easy.
I think that's the easiest way to do it like that.
Well, it's not how I did it, but...
If it's better than sitting on the end... I usually sit on the end of the bed wrestling with it.
Yeah, well, you're simpleton.
And I end up losing my patience.
Oh, dear.
It's done now. Have I got the pillows the right way round?
Yeah.
That was a miracle.
Painting on my arms. I don't know how the fuck
I'll
get it everywhere.
Do you remember when him and Amelia painted the landing when we were moving?
No, we didn't paint the landing.
Yeah, you did.
We painted outside.
Oh, you painted... One of you did anyway, with a roller. Up on the top by the airing cupboard. But I think we stopped you doing it because you got painted. Both got paint everywhere. On the carpet.
Well, now I'm a professional painter.
That's it, what? Right now, I've got to get cracking onto the next stage.
Go on then.
That's
fair enough.
Moving the Xbox. Okay, that's my tea. Finished.
Time remaining. 11 minutes and 20
seconds. I'm going to pause this for now. Hello everyone, it's now just after 10 p.m. and things are still going on. Ronan's still painting, Connor's tidying his room. My room's done, apart from the floor needs hoovering. Changed it round a bit. I'm just going to take the dogs out and then I'm going to upload this. I hope he's not home yet, but he shouldn't be. Well, he'll probably be another half an hour or so. It's very, very much like a minefield here. A blind person with a pot of paint with no lid on. Come on, dogs. Niall. Good boy. Go on, then. Come on, Toof Toof. A blind person with a pot of paint with no lid on don't really go well together, especially when you live in a family of sighted people who don't always put things in the same place. So far, we've managed to avoid a catastrophe, but I'm not sure how much longer. Also, there's newspaper on the stairs and at the bottom of the stairs, and when you come down it's quite treacherous because you could actually slip on it because it's on a laminated floor. I'll be glad when it's all cleared away, but Ronan's on a break at the moment. He hasn't been doing it constantly. Get busy, Niall. I think he's doing a wee, I'm not sure.
It's quite chilly out. It was sunny today, but not... Well, it wasn't bad. I don't know what the temperature was. I think he's still doing something. Busy, busy. Come here, come here. I'm going to send you back in. Come here, Niall. Niall, go in. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Busy, busy. Okay. I don't know if he's done number two today. Sit. Wait. Wait. Go on then, in you go. Yeah, it's not windy or anything like that, so it's not that cold. Sit, good boy. I think Toof Toof's still out there. I'm going to leave this door open for a few minutes because there is a bit of a fumey smell in here of paint. Oh, he's in. I'm just going to leave it open for a little bit though because I've got my bedroom window open, but everyone else is refusing to have anything open. And I did have a bit of a headache earlier and I wondered if it was from the paint. It's not really strong, but it's an alien. It's an alien thing. Now, kind of got a bulb for the lamp. I'm going to try it out. I don't know if I'll be able to see whether it's on or off. I'm going to turn the main lights off. Oh, blimey. There's also a bucket of water for the paintbrushes. And that was moved. I knew where it was earlier, but then it got moved. Oh, it's on already. Oh, that's good. I can see that's on. It's bright. Oh, we'll leave the big lights off and just leave that on. It's nice and cosy, and that's the idea of it. There, it's nice, actually. I feel quite tired, actually, because I've done quite a bit today. Uh-oh, there's newspapers here. I didn't know my dad's friend Phil must have been down this morning. I've got to put those away somewhere. But I'm hoping, because I've done quite a bit around the house, I'm hoping that I might actually be able to sleep tonight. Not that I don't normally do much, but I've done extra stuff. Now, what's this I nearly sat on? A plaque. Oh, it's my plaque that's been taken down. Been taken down so it could get painted up there, I suppose. It's a plaque that someone sent me, and it says "home." It's on their top because they know people know I like owls. It's like it's metal, and it's a neutral colour. I think it's like a magnolia colour. It doesn't show up too well on the walls, really. I think I ought to put it in my bedroom because that's blue, like a Wedgwood blue. It's got three owls. The two on the, I think the two on either side are the same size, and there's a smaller one in the middle. And then there's three plaques like joined together like on hinges, and they each say in feelable letters "home." They're capital letters "home," "sweet home." And someone sent me that after the fire as a little gift. And I've got some other things that say "home, sweet home" as well. Funnily enough, oh yeah, I can see that light really brightly, much brighter than I can see the ceiling lights. So I want this put back up because I think there was wire on it, and we used it for something else. It had a wire on the top. Somehow the wire was fitted on here, but I want it put back up because that was bought for me, and I really appreciated it at the time. Well, I still do. Facebook, but it meant a lot to me.
Jane Redfern Gray, friends with Kate Schofield.
What?
5 minutes. And time remaining. Publish. Button. Time remaining. Pause recording. Button.
Anyway, I'm not sure what to call this, apart from the fact that it's marching on day 20, but I think it's over from me, or should I say out. Apparently there's no such thing as over and out. That's wrong. I suppose that's why all one word says all one word out, out, out. So I'm saying, I'll just get the kids to say, see you later. Kids! Say goodbye to Audioboo for the day! Connor! I don't know if you heard that. Probably best if you didn't. Take no offence, and that's just par for the course. And I'll be back tomorrow, if not before. Cheerio for now.